Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to today's episode of Financial Lifeguard on Duty. I am your host and financial lifeguard, Christine Lucan. I help people who feel like they're drowning financially get to a safe place and catch their breath. Then I teach them how to swim. Even if you're an experienced swimmer, it's still good to have a financial lifeguard on duty just in case the water gets rough. Today's episode is the number one reason you're not rich. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Being rich would be nice, but I'm just trying to get financially healthy. Well, stay tuned, because what you will hear today, if you apply it, will improve your financial condition, whatever it may currently be. As I've discussed in previous podcasts and blogs, unhealthy financial habits can wreak havoc on our physical health, our relationships, and our emotions. Money and personal finance are intertwined with almost every area of our lives. So wouldn't it be wise to make a study of it? The very best investment you can make is in your own financial education. Currently, and unfortunately, there is no formalized program to teach even the basics of personal finance in America's schools. When I was in fifth grade, I remember just one instance of a lesson that remotely taught me anything about money. Our teacher told us we had a certain dollar amount to buy groceries for the week. We looked through the grocery circulars and cut out pictures of the food that we would buy to feed ourselves. And then we pasted them on a piece of poster board. That was the first time it dawned on me that groceries were not cheap. And in high school, the only thing I remember being taught is how to balance a checkbook. But that's about it when it came to personal finance. Some of us were lucky enough to have parents who taught us about money at home. My parents taught my brother and I the value of work and money by allowing us to learn up to $5 a week doing chores. In high school, my dad delegated a new chore to me, writing out the checks for the household bills, which he would then sign. When I turned 16 and inherited my mom's old car, one of my responsibilities was the grocery shopping. My mom would give me a list and a set amount of money. She said, if I was creative enough and used coupons and sales, I could keep what I saved for gas money. Those real life lessons I learned from my parents were very valuable. However, I still think that I was ill-prepared to really handle money on my own when I graduated. I never really learned anything about how to buy a car or a mortgage or shopping for insurance or taxes, important things that we all have to deal with once we're adults. In my years of financial coaching, I've realized that the difference between people who are successful with money and people who are not is financial literacy. Of course, there are some people with high incomes, athletes, movie stars, people who have won the lottery, who are financially illiterate. However, if they don't make an effort to learn how to handle that money, it'll soon be gone. And the headlines are littered with celebrities who have lost their fortunes through mismanagement. Now, the question is, can a poor person or someone with limited means become rich through financial education? I think that answer is a resounding yes. I once heard a financial planner tell a group of people an interesting story. He came in to speak to one of my Financial Peace University classes and just answer some of their questions about investing and things like 401ks and mutual funds. And before he got into that, I had asked him to share his personal story of how he got into investing, which was pretty interesting. So as a boy, he was raised by a single mother, and it was a struggle for her just to make ends meet. He remembered that an investment salesman visited his mom, and he was telling her how if she invested just a small amount of money every month, that she could retire a rich woman, or at least quite comfortably. His mom told the investment person that she didn't even have enough money to pay the bills, much less to invest. As soon as he left, his mom chucked that brochure from the investment guy into the trash can. He fished it out, and he studied the chart of the compounding power of interest on it. I think he said he was probably in the around 9 or 10 at the time. He decided then and there that he would learn all that he could about money and investing so that he could understand that chart and so that he could be rich. He wanted to be able to take care of his mother and never have to live hand to mouth again. Well, guess what? That man studied hard, put himself through college, and became a stockbroker. He's now a rich man. He trades stock and owns multiple businesses. Why? Because he put in the time, effort, and cash to educate himself about money. The great news is that you don't have to spend a fortune or even go to college to educate yourself about personal finance. If you have internet access or even just a library card, which, by the way, is free, you have everything you need to get rich. The problem is that most people don't want to spend the time or effort to increase their intellectual capital. So you might say, I'm so busy, I don't have time to do something else. So if you don't think you have time for an education, let me just enlighten you with a few facts. The average American spends about 1 hour and 45 minutes on social media sites daily, plus almost 5 hours watching TV daily. That's almost 7 hours consuming media. And just think, if you spent 1 hour a day, or even 30 minutes, what would happen to your finances if some of that media that you were reading, listening to, or watching was financial in nature, if that expanded your thinking and helped you manage your money better? Now, one of my favorite quotes from the late, great Jim Rohn is this: if you want to earn more, then you've got to learn more. As your financial understanding grows, so will your bank balance. Another piece of advice is don't just listen to one person's perspective about money, even mine. Robert Kiyosaki, the author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, says that there are three sides to every coin. Now you're thinking, no, there's only two sides to a coin. Actually, there is three. The third side of the coin is the edge. The wise person can stand on the edge of the coin and see both sides. This means that you can objectively listen to both sides of an issue and evaluate both perspectives before making a decision. This is a smart thing to do when it comes to your money and life in general. Don't just blindly follow one teacher or one expert on finances. Listen to multiple perspectives and then come to your own conclusions regarding what's best for your particular financial situation. I know sometimes when I have listened to financial experts, sometimes they'll say something and I immediately become defensive or offended by what they've said. And I have learned that rather than shut that perspective out when I feel that objection rising in me, is I will actually take the time to go back and re-listen or reread what they're saying and try to understand the perspective that they're coming from. I've learned that when my first reaction is to become defensive towards what somebody says, it's that it's challenging my current perspective. Now, I may end up concluding that their perspective is stupid and move on from that. But most of the time, I will expand what I know about money and understand that things are not always black and white, that there's a lot of shades of gray, and that certain things make sense for some people and not for others. But when I take the time to think about things and try and see that other perspective, that's when I feel like I grow the most. Now, there is one ingredient that you must add to your learning, and that is action. You need to practice, apply, and try the things that you're learning. In Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Robert Kiyosaki talks about a 3-day real estate investment class that he attended before he started buying rental homes. The final instructions from his teacher were to go out and evaluate 100 properties using the formula they just learned in the class, but don't buy anything. So this was a great way to practice without spending any money. Robert said that he didn't put any real money down until he had practiced that formula on those first 100 properties and evaluated whether or not they would be a good investment. So where do you start? Well, there are many great books, podcasts, blogs, and classes on personal finance and investment topics. Everyone should have a basic education on the following money topics: budgeting, debt, saving and investing, the banking system, and taxes. Get together with a group of like-minded people and talk about these topics. I belong to a monthly book club comprised of other business owners, and we read or listen to books on personal finance, sales and marketing, and business success. The interesting thing is that most of us actually listen or read whichever book we're doing for the month multiple times. And why is that? Because you typically need to expose yourself to new material probably at least 3 to 4 times before you really start to understand it. And then when you discuss it with other people, it just takes that understanding to a whole new level and really solidifies it in your mind. So I highly recommend that you do that. So when do you finish learning about money? Well, you don't. When I graduated from college, my dad gave me some great words of wisdom that I'm going to pass on to you. He said, "You don't stop reading and learning when you finish school. In fact, your education is just beginning." So I highly encourage you to start and continue your financial education, because in fact, your financial education really is just beginning. Thank you for listening to this episode of Financial Lifeguard on Duty. I invite you to join me for a financial coaching session, either in person or by phone. You can schedule your coaching appointment by emailing me at Christine@ChristineLukin.com. You can also access my online financial classes at your convenience inside of Your Money Wellness Room. You can also access that through my website, which is ChristineLukin.com. I look forward to talking with you next time. Until then, have a great week.